Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website, so smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Tracy Eden, president of Commercial Finance Group. I need the website again, Tracy.
CFgroup.net.
CFgroup.net.
CharlieFrankGroup.net.
There you go. So check that out, folks. And Tracy, tell us what you do for your clients.
Basically, we're an alternative source of working capital for a business that's not able to borrow enough through their bank. Banks typically lend you on, while they're interested in securing your assets, they really determine the amount of money they can lend to you based on the profitability that the company produces, the free cash flow that the company produces. When you've got a high-growth company or a company that's really starting to secure substantial orders and a, you know, filling a big pipeline, their challenge then is how to deal with adapting their cash flow to manage that growth. And it usually results in them having to seek equity, them having to go look for friends and family and other forms of investment, which dilutes the ownership for the owners of the company, or find alternative debt like ours that can come in, is more asset-based. We ride the growth curve, and then as the company's growth starts to stabilize, cash flow becomes stronger, and typically our clients are able to transition into more traditional forms
of financing, and really a way of avoiding
diluting equity.
Right, and you don't live with it. You don't become part of the family. You become part of the team, but not part of the family. That's the way I like to do things. So one of the things, though, I want to get back to one thing real quick, and then I want to talk a little bit about the referral thing that we just talked about in the previous segment. Yeah. At the end of the segment, we were talking about how things have changed, not just how people do business, but how they allow you to come to even to talk to you, to let you into their very busy worlds, their very intense lives right now. And that is if you cold calling was always a fool's errand, it was also always low percentage, and referrals were always golden, but now they're even more golden. And if you're looking for a prospect right now, Tracy, you're working harder to find a way to get to them through a referral than anything else, right?
You are, yes. And part of that is just where everybody is in this pandemic with there's no face-to-face meetings in some of the cities we operate in, and they're very limited in their ability to communicate with you because, you know, everything's pipelining through their cell phone at home, and they don't have an assistant, and it's just created a real challenge in trying to keep up with our centers of influence. And
so,
that's how we see 95% of the referrals come from centers of influence that understand how we plug and play.
And these centers of influence are people who are your peers in the marketplace who offer another kind of service that includes some kind of a financial augmentation which would bring you in, right?
So it could be a CPA a consultant, a banker, an attorney.
Right.
Typically, a company when they're seeking financing, they're going to the banker that they've had their checking account with and maybe a small loan with and say, hey, I need an increase in my line. Well, right now banks aren't doing anything. They're not, because of all of the funding that's come through the government, you know, and these deferrals happening and, you know, the businesses are kind of stuck until this dust settles. And at that point, you'll kind of get a feel for where the banks are going to go from a credit perspective, and I think it's going to go more conservative.
Yeah, I think you're right about that.
And I would say the larger the bank, definitely more conservative.
Oh, yeah, there's no question about that. No, I've written about that too. This comes back to to the cheese moot being moot that we talked about earlier. You know, maybe a year ago, you might have leaned a little bit more toward the bigger banks to get some of these people. But as those bigger banks increasingly disconnect from growth companies, which are by definition riskier, you're going to probably pivot more towards the community bank sector. Am I right about that?
I think in that, and I think you're going to see consultants and CPAs playing a larger role in those relationships, and people taking a different perspective than their banker.
No, exactly. And so now the lesson for people who aren't in your business is when you're looking for referrals, don't just, you know, unfocus your eyes, broaden your horizon, and think about all the different ways that you can get to them. It might not be the classic way that you did it a year ago. Maybe there's another angle, another group of people. And what that does is that then if you do that, then you'll say, well, wait a minute. I know that guy. I never thought about him being a referral for this prospect. Turns out I know that guy. Hey, wait a minute. That's my brother. That's my neighbor, right? I mean, you when you broaden your horizons, you bring in a lot of potential. What do you think? Last thoughts.
No, I think there's a very narrow degree of separation when you really start, you know, evaluating who you have in your network and who your network can introduce you to. And I think it's important, and certainly we've got the tools sitting in front of us. It's important to to do your research and to think through the process before you jump. And there's a lot of options and opportunities out there.
CFgroup.net. CFgroup.net is the website for Tracy. When we come back, I'm going to get Tracy to give us a little tour of what he's seeing out there across the landscape, the economic landscape for people like you and me. Quick break, 10 tails.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.